what? To try him. So when you get a prophecy, it's not enough, because what God speaks to you, the same thing God speaks to you begins to try you. And this is dangerous, because we have a lot of people who give up at this stage. Because the word began to try Joseph. You show me a man in the Bible who had a prophecy, I will tell you that the same prophecy began to haunt him. Until he was proven true. Do you want to talk about David? He was given a prophecy that he's going to become a king. But what the Bible says, immediately, he had to face Goliath. The king began to hate him. He was hunted like an animal. He was living in caves, running away and hiding. And the king was hunting him with the soldiers. Yet he had the prophecy, you're going to be a king. Now we have somebody here who's watching me tonight. You may have a prophecy or God's word over your life, and things are now getting completely opposite. Just know that the same word that you received is the same word that is testing you. Because the word has to test you and prove you if you are true. I'm repeating this message deliberately. The Bible says God spoke once and twice. I heard him. But this time around, God is speaking twice. Now, I want you to hear this. So the word, when it comes to you, it does not mean that then the word that has spoken to you, that's it. Look at King David. What happened with the word? The word was he would be a king. But see how David was tried. He only became a king 14 years later. But see, between where he got a prophecy and where he became a king, what happened in the middle? The word was trying him. Joseph, the word tried him. The same word of prophecy begins to haunt you. And it's a moment a lot of people give up. I pray that you should not give up. It's a moment of so many questions. You begin to say, will this really happen? Is this a lie? Is this even true? Will it ever happen? Do you understand who Joseph was? Maybe you don't know who Joseph was. Do you know who Joseph was? Joseph was a son of Jacob. Now, let me just say something to you. Who Jacob is? Jacob is a man who God changed his name to Israel. The whole country we have in Israel today, the owner is Jacob. His son was Joseph. And the Bible says he was the most loved by Jacob and the most hated by the brothers. I have somebody now who's asking questions like, why do people hate me so much? Why am I hated so much? Why are things not moving well? The Bible says the word began to haunt him. Go to verse 19. The Bible says, till what he foretold came to pass. Till the word of the Lord proved him. That word which was spoken to him, till that word proved him to be true. If along the journey he began to change, you say, you know what? I don't think God said this. Why am I passing through this? The word would never come to pass. And I have people, trust you me, who God spoke to them a lot of things, and they went to the grave without that word coming to pass. I give a good example. I spoke about Samson. Samson had a prophecy that he, through him, he shall finish all Philistines. But it never happened. Because when the word began to haunt him, the same prophecy which was spoken to him, that he shall finish everyone and he will have supernatural power. What happened? That word, when it began to try him, he failed. And the same word killed him. What he was supposed to do to other people, the same power that he had, nobody killed Samson. He pushed a building himself and the building collapsed, and he died in the same building. Using the same power, the same anointing killed him. He had so many enemies. For all of a sudden, people, they wanted to kill him. At some point in time, 5,000 men came to kill him. The word of the Lord testing him, proving him. And in that course, he gave up for a woman and saw the power. So if the word was spoken, he will finish the Philistines. Did he finish them? Can we say the prophecy was false? But that word which you receive as a prophecy begins to test you, to test your character. The same word begins to check you. Another man is Saul in 1 Samuel. You read that in 1 Samuel 10, verse 1. What does the Bible say? What did God say?
Can you read it? 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse number 1. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander of his inheritance?"
Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on who? On Saul. Come on, I want everybody to answer this. On who?
On Saul.
Come on, everybody, once again, can you answer this? Who is doing this? Which prophet is doing this?
Samuel.
Now come on, never forget that. Is Samuel is pouring oil on whose head?
Saul.
On Saul's head. And what is he saying? Is it that God has anointed you commander? You just hear this. Can you imagine that a prophet took his hand and kissed his hand and he said, "God has anointed you a commander over his inheritance." What a prophecy. Read in chapter, let me just read it for because of time. And let's go to 16 verse 1. All right? In chapter 16 verse 1, "Now the Lord said to the same prophet, 'How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him?'" Same prophet, same person, Saul. "God says, 'I have anointed you,' but God says, 'I have now rejected you.'" It's possible. You watching me now, doing this. God said this to me. Major One prophesied this to me. It will happen. God said this to me in a vision. It will happen. You must be very careful. God, who spoke the same prophecy, the same prophet. You didn't hear me. The same prophet using the same prophecy is the same prophet and the same prophecy that again came and reversed it. Because when the word is testing you, you will go through so many things that you end up saying, "You know what? I'm giving up." In that moment of giving up, the word says, look at this now. Are you aware?
Yes.
When an angel came to tell Mary, he said, "You shall give birth to the Messiah. He shall save the whole world." Mary was so excited. And the angel never said he would be rejected. He will be betrayed. He will go on the cross. There was no prophecy like that. Even Jesus, the Son of God, had to be tried. Until Jesus said, "I wish this had passed me by. But because of your will, let your will be done." The word tried him and proved him to be true. So you're watching me now. You may not know these things. And some of you, you are about to break through after God has proven you. And guess what? The Bible says he was put in prison and God sent Pharaoh to remove him out of prison. God. And it was not Pharaoh going there to remove him. He said, God sent Pharaoh. We can go back to Psalm 105. All right? We can go back to Psalm 105, verse 17 and 18. The Bible says, He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. Verse 18, whose feet they had with the fetus. He was laid in iron. Verse 19, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord tried him. In verse 20, the king sent and loosed him. In Message translation, it says, God sent the king to release him. Do you know, some of you, God is about to send somebody. God is about to do something after the word has tried you. Am I talking to you? The Bible says, those who shall be faithful until the end shall be given a rod of iron. It's not for everybody. Do you understand that even me, I cannot just put my money for somebody to keep it if I don't trust you? I have to test you if I can trust you. The same with God. He cannot just wake up in the morning and just give something to you. The word of the Lord will try you, test you. If God tested Joseph, who do you think you are? If the word of the Lord tested David, who do you think you are? On your name, there is nothing like day or V or D. And you think things just happen because God spoke to you? It won't happen. You need to prove that you're loyal. You have to prove that you're faithful. You have to prove beyond all doubt that you are what the word of the Lord says you are. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
And never give up. Never give that enemy a moment when you begin to say, why me? Why am I passing through this? Who do you think you are? Do you think you are so big that you can't go through what David went through? David, you know what he said? Do you know what David said? He said, even the army surrounds me. He said, I shall not be afraid. I shall put my trust in the Lord. Do you know what he said when he was passing through difficulties? He said, even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I shall fear no evil. That's what the word of God wants to see you saying. That's how you should confess in what you're passing through. The word they said, that's it. Then God came down and they said, David is a man after my heart. And God made a ruling. I made him become a king now. Do you know what Joseph went through? I read some of the things Joseph went through. Do you know what he went through? He was hated by his brothers. He was thrown in a pit. You have never gone through that. And yet you're complaining. Why am I hated? Have they thrown you in a pit before? Do you know what it means to be thrown in a pit by your own family members? He was thrown in a pit, not in intention just to throw him, but to kill him. That he must die with the hunger inside the pit. Imagine you dying like that, where they throw you in a pit and they go. And because you can't walk out and you're a young boy, and because you can't go up until you die there. Do you understand that? Not only that, then they removed him. I said, no, let's not kill him. Let's sell him. Then they sell him as a slave. And he goes to Egypt and he's sexually harassed by the king's wife. Not only that, he's even put in jail for rape case. Do you understand these things? Yet as a word which says what? You shall be elevated above your brothers. And the Bible says this God was doing so that that word which he received began to try him. It's like God says you shall be a millionaire and then you become broke. Let's see if you believe that word. Let's see if you will you believe that word. God says he will use you. You have a great ministry and things begin to go crazy in your ministry. Will you still believe what God said? The word will try you and prove you if you are true. If you're following, raise up a hand. Say, I'm following prophet. Now when I see a hand, all those who are following, say, I'm following you, major one. Say, so help me, God. So help me, God. Say it again. Say, so help me, God. Do you understand? So what happened with the King Saul? A man who received the prophecy that you are anointed to inherit God's inheritance. Then God says, I have rejected him. In 1 Samuel 15 verse 26, you know what Samuel did? Samuel rejected the word of the Lord. But Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you. For you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you. No, did you hear that? You have what? How many people right now goes into, how many people right now do go in moments where they begin to say, did God say this? That is rejecting what God said. You must be very careful, and I must warn you. Do you know how many people go like, will this really happen? The prophet said, because you have rejected what God said, God also has rejected you from being the king. The prophecy was him to remain a king. So God has rejected you. So even though you have a prophecy to become that, God can actually reverse it. Because you begin to doubt what God said. I showed you. In Romans 4:19, the Bible says, against all hope, Abraham still believed. He didn't hear this. In NIV, the Bible says what? It says, without weakening his faith, he first, the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Imagine you in that situation. You're almost 100 years, and that is completely not possible. And your wife is about 91 years, almost impossible. But the man still believed. And some of you are giving up already. Would I ever have a child? Since you are now 54, you think, I don't think this will ever happen. God also will reject you. Imagine you're just 54. You're like, I've accepted it. I won't ever get married. My age. God says, I have also rejected you. We have people right now who think that. Oh, come on. We saw a woman. I gave a woman a prophecy. I said, you. She was 65. I said, you will get married this year. She looked at me and said, Papa, what are you talking about? I last had a boyfriend when I was 28. And last had what? When I'm 65. And I have one child with that boyfriend when I was 28. What are you talking? I said, you get married this year. She said, Papa, I receive. And I said, you're going to give birth to a baby boy. I could even see the audience, how they were looking at him like, Papa, we believe you are our father and our prophet. But this prophecy... A 65 years old woman. What are you talking about? The woman, and you know the woman, she testified. Those who are watching, how many remember that woman? She actually came with a baby. How many remember? Wave your hand if you remember. That woman. All those who are remembering that woman. You see, you can see all those hands over there. The woman, same year, found a boyfriend and got married, same year. True to my prophecy, the following year, she delivered a baby boy. And came to church to testify with a baby boy. And you are 43, and you're questioning, will this really happen? You must be joking. The word will try you and see if you can be proven to be true. After receiving a prophecy that you're going to get married, that's when now your boyfriend will begin to fight you. Like, but I got a prophecy. What is really this? What is happening? The word can try you. Come on. Everybody you know in the Bible, the word tried them. You want to talk about Noah? God said he's going to save Noah. But guess the shame, humiliation he went through, how he suffered, how he was mocked by people. His own word tried him. You want to talk about Abraham in verse 18? It says what? Against all hope. In verse 18, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. Against hope, him he had his own hope. The Bible says against hope, in hope he believed. Against what? There was no hope. Against that, no hope. Him, he had his own hope. He believed. So the word began to fight Abraham. God said, Abraham, you shall give birth to a child. Hey, and I shall fulfill my promise through him. From that moment, things became crazy.